Welcome to Immunology Roundtable. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of B cells and their remarkable ability to adapt. You know, the immune system is like a well-oiled machine, and B cells play a crucial role in that. They're not just passive players. They're dynamic and responsive, constantly adjusting their strategies to tackle threats.
Absolutely, Victor. It's like they're writing their own instruction manual on the fly. When B cells encounter an antigen, they don't just sit back. They spring into action, and that's where class switching comes in. It's all about enhancing the immune response by changing the type of antibodies they produce.
Right on, Olivia. Think of it this way. B cells are like superheroes who can change their powers based on the villain they're facing. One minute they're using IgM, and the next they might switch to IgG or IgA, depending on what's needed. It's a plot twist in the immune response.
Exactly. And this adaptability is what makes our immune system so effective. But as we'll explore today, it's not just about switching classes. There's also affinity maturation, which fine-tunes these antibodies to be even more effective. We're talking about a sophisticated level of precision here.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? It's like upgrading software to improve performance. The B cells undergo a process that enhances their ability to bind to antigens more tightly. This is crucial for a robust immune response.
And don't forget, folks, this isn't just theoretical. Understanding these processes has real-world implications, especially in vaccine development and tackling autoimmune diseases. So stick around as we unpack these concepts further.
All right, let's dive into the role of B cells. These cells are like the soldiers of our immune system, constantly on patrol. They originate from stem cells in the bone marrow and undergo a fascinating journey of development. Once they mature, they're equipped to recognize and respond to specific antigens. It's a bit like training for a specialized mission, right?
Spot on, Victor. When B cells encounter an antigen, they don't just recognize it, they also undergo activation. This process involves a series of signals that help them proliferate and differentiate into plasma cells or memory B cells. Think of plasma cells as the factories producing antibodies, each one tailored to neutralize a specific pathogen.
Exactly. It's like a high-tech assembly line churning out customized weapons against invaders. And these memory B cells? They're the ones that stick around after an infection, ready to spring into action if the same pathogen shows up again. Talk about a backup plan.
Right, and this adaptability is crucial for long-term immunity. B cells also play a role in class switching, which we'll discuss later. But first, let's not overlook how they recognize antigens. They have specialized receptors on their surface called B cell receptors, or BCRs. These receptors are like unique keys that fit specific locks, each one designed for a particular antigen.
That's a great analogy. And when a B cell binds to its specific antigen, it's like flipping a switch. This binding initiates a cascade of events, leading to their activation. It's a beautiful example of how our immune system is finely tuned to respond to threats.
No kidding! And let's not forget the importance of T cells in this process. They help B cells get activated through a partnership that's essential for a robust immune response. It's like teamwork on a grand scale.
So let's explore the mechanisms of class switching. This is where B cells really show their adaptability. When they encounter an antigen, they can switch from producing IgM antibodies to other classes like IgG, IgA, or IgE. This process is crucial for tailoring the immune response to different pathogens. Think of it as a software update that enhances functionality based on the user's needs.
Fair point, Victor. The key player in this process is a protein called activation-induced cytidine deaminase, or AID for short. AID is like a molecular switch that helps B cells modify their DNA to change the antibody class. It's fascinating how a single enzyme can have such a profound impact on the immune system.
Right on, and this isn't just a random change. The type of cytokines present during the immune response influences what class the B cells switch to. For example, if they're exposed to IL-4, they're more likely to switch to IgE, which is essential for fighting off parasites. It's like having a menu of options based on the situation.
Exactly. And this process involves a series of complex interactions and signaling pathways. When B cells receive the right signals, they undergo somatic hypermutation as well, which fine-tunes their antibody specificity. It's a remarkable example of how intricate and adaptive our immune system truly is.
And let's not forget that this adaptability is crucial for effective long-term immunity. By switching classes, B cells can optimize their response to various pathogens, making them much more effective in protecting us. It's like upgrading from a basic tool to a specialized one for a specific job.
No kidding! So, in a way, class switching is like a superhero transformation. B cells become more powerful and versatile, ready to tackle whatever comes their way.
So let's talk about the affinity maturation process. This is where B cells really refine their ability to produce high-affinity antibodies. After activation, B cells enter a phase called somatic hypermutation, where their antibody genes undergo rapid mutations. It's like a game of darts, where they're trying to hit the bullseye with each throw.
Fair point, Victor. During this phase, the B cells are essentially testing out different versions of their antibodies to see which one binds best to the antigen. Those that bind more tightly are selected for further proliferation. It's a natural selection process, but happening at a molecular level.
Right on. And this isn't just about random mutations. The environment plays a huge role. B cells interact with T follicular helper cells, which provide critical signals that help guide which cells survive and thrive. It's like having a coach guiding you through a tough training session.
Exactly. This coaching helps ensure that only the most effective B cells continue to multiply and produce antibodies. The end result? A pool of high-affinity antibodies that can neutralize pathogens more effectively. It's an elegant system that enhances our immune response.
And let's not overlook the importance of this process in vaccine development. By understanding how affinity maturation works, scientists can design vaccines that elicit stronger and more effective antibody responses. It's all about maximizing our immune potential.
No kidding! So, in a way, affinity maturation is like a superhero training montage. B cells are honing their skills to become the best defenders against invaders.
All right, let's dive into the clinical relevance of class switching and affinity maturation. These processes are not just academic. They have real-world implications that affect how we approach vaccines and treat diseases. For instance, understanding how B cells switch antibody classes can help us design vaccines that elicit stronger immune responses. It's all about optimizing our defenses against pathogens.
Spot on, Victor. Take the flu vaccine, for example. By knowing which antibody classes are most effective against the virus, scientists can tailor vaccines to enhance the production of specific antibodies. This can lead to better protection during flu season. It's like fine-tuning a musical instrument for the best sound.
And don't forget autoimmune diseases. When class switching goes awry, it can lead to the production of antibodies that attack the body's own tissues. Understanding these mechanisms can help researchers develop targeted therapies to prevent or treat such conditions. It's like having a map to navigate a tricky terrain.
Exactly. By unraveling the complexities of these processes, we can also improve our strategies for treating infections. For example, therapies that enhance affinity maturation could lead to the development of more effective monoclonal antibodies. This is a game changer for treating diseases like cancer or chronic infections.
And let's not overlook the role of personalized medicine. By understanding an individual's immune response, we can customize treatments that are more effective for them. It's like tailoring a suit to fit perfectly.
No kidding! So, in a nutshell, the clinical relevance of class switching and affinity maturation extends far beyond the lab. It's about improving health outcomes and enhancing our ability to fight diseases.
So let's explore some of the diagnostic tools and research advances in studying class switching and affinity maturation. One of the most powerful techniques we have is flow cytometry. This allows us to analyze the characteristics of B cells in real time, including their surface markers and the types of antibodies they produce. It's like having a high-tech scanner that can reveal the secrets of the immune system.
Right on, Victor. Flow cytometry provides a wealth of data, but we also have next-generation sequencing, which is a game-changer. This technology enables us to sequence the genes that encode antibodies, giving us insights into how B cells are evolving their responses. It's akin to reading the instruction manual for a complex piece of software.
No kidding. And don't forget about single-cell RNA sequencing. This allows researchers to look at gene expression in individual B cells. It's like zooming in on a single character in a story and understanding their unique role in the plot. This can reveal how different B cells respond to various stimuli, which is crucial for understanding immune responses.
Exactly. These tools are not just for research. They have clinical applications as well. For instance, they can help monitor patient responses to vaccines or therapies, allowing for more personalized treatment plans. It's all about harnessing the power of technology to enhance our understanding of the immune system.
And speaking of advancements, recent studies have shown that by combining these techniques, we can gain a more comprehensive view of B cell behavior. This multifaceted approach is paving the way for new therapeutic strategies, especially in autoimmune diseases and cancer.
There's always a microbe behind the curtain. So, as we continue to refine these tools, we're not just improving our understanding, we're also opening doors to innovative treatments that could change lives.
So let's look ahead at the future directions in immunology research, particularly regarding class switching and affinity maturation. One exciting area is the development of new vaccines that leverage our understanding of these processes. By targeting specific pathways involved in class switching, researchers hope to create vaccines that elicit stronger and more durable immune responses. It's like upgrading the software of our immune system.
Fair point, Victor. Another promising avenue is the exploration of personalized medicine. By understanding an individual's unique immune profile, we can tailor therapies that enhance their specific antibody responses. It's akin to customizing a playlist based on someone's musical tastes. Everyone has their unique rhythm.
No kidding! Plus, advances in gene editing tools like CRISPR are opening doors to manipulate B cell function directly. Imagine being able to enhance the affinity maturation process in real time, boosting the body's ability to fight infections or even cancer. It's like giving our immune cells a superhero upgrade.
Exactly. And we're also seeing a surge in research focused on the microbiome's role in shaping immune responses. Understanding how gut bacteria influence B cell behavior could lead to groundbreaking insights into autoimmune diseases and allergies. It's a whole new frontier.
And speaking of frontiers, there's ongoing research into the use of monoclonal antibodies derived from affinity-matured B cells. These antibodies can be engineered for therapeutic use, providing targeted treatments for various diseases. It's like having a laser-focused tool for precision medicine.
There's always a microbe behind the curtain. So, as we continue to explore these directions, we're not just advancing science. We're paving the way for innovative therapies that could transform healthcare as we know it.
All right. Let's wrap up today's discussion by summarizing the key concepts we've explored. We started with the essential roles of B cells in the immune response, highlighting how they adapt through class switching and affinity maturation. These processes are crucial for producing effective antibodies that can tackle a wide range of pathogens. It's fascinating how our immune system is designed to be so flexible.
Spot on, Victor. We also delved into the mechanisms behind class switching, including the pivotal role of cytokines and AID. Understanding these molecular details gives us insight into how B cells can produce different types of antibodies tailored to specific threats. It's like having a versatile toolkit at their disposal.
No kidding! Plus, we discuss the clinical relevance of these processes, from vaccine development to understanding autoimmune diseases. Knowing how B cells function can lead to innovative therapeutic strategies. It's like connecting the dots between basic science and real-world applications.
Exactly. And we can't overlook the diagnostic tools that are advancing our research, such as flow cytometry and next-generation sequencing. These technologies are not only enhancing our understanding, but also paving the way for personalized medicine.
And as we look to the future, the potential for new therapies based on our insights into class switching and affinity maturation is truly exciting. It's a promising time in immunology, with many avenues yet to explore.
There's always a microbe behind the curtain, so as we conclude, let's appreciate the complexity of B-cell responses and their importance in our health. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll tune in next time for more immunological insights.